About every day and a half, the number of traffic deaths in New York City goes up by one. It's enough to be numbing, even if we understand that each number represents the story of a distinctive human life. Reporter Kat Aaron is helping the WNYC Mean Streets Project track every traffic fatality in the city this year.
Here are four of those stories, beginning with Dana Lerner's remembrance of her 9-year-old son, Cooper Stock, killed by a taxi in January on the Upper West Side.
This is a picture of Cooper and my husband at a Knicks game. Cooper loved basketball. He was just crazy about basketball. So he and his father would go. They had season tickets, and he had all these facts. Like, it was something like listening to an adult. And when they would go to the games and the Knicks would do well, he was so excited. And not only would he, like, high-five my husband, he'd, like, turn to high-five the next guy. Such a sensitive, good kid. He lived a short life here on Earth, but I felt that he lived the life of a child and an adult, and there's some comfort in that.
Restaurant owner Henry Reinhardt remembers his employee, Pedro Santiago.
Pedro is an employee of mine off and on for 4 years as a delivery bicyclist, and one of those truly undiscovered, unheralded New York City gems. He was originally from Mexico, and Pedro defied stereotype, right? So he's an overweight Mexican-American invisible delivery guy. But he was also probably not only the only delivery guy, but the only employee I ever had who would sit and read Turgenev in his downtime. It's really instructional for people to learn that everyone who serves them is a human being and has parents and has siblings and has tragedies and successes in their life, just like any other human being. And when they're serving you, look them in the eye, give them the value of a smile, and engage. And you may discover something you had never, ever imagined you would discover in the guy who delivers your dinner.
Ida Rosenblatt is remembered by her daughter, Irma.
My mother was a very vibrant, active person. She was a lot of fun. I remember her telling me she was working on a project reading to old people. Meanwhile, she's 88 years old, and, you know, she's not old. You know, they were. She lived alone, but didn't need help, didn't want help. She had a lot more left in her. I really thought she would live another 10 years. I mean, it's always sad to lose a parent, but it was as if she was in the prime of her life. She really enjoyed every day.
Finally, Ruth Reyes remembers her sister Perla, who died in a car crash at age 26 on Pelham Parkway in the Bronx. Perla's daughter Haley also chimes in.
The best mom ever. You could ask Haley how she was. Like, she was always trying to, like, doing homework, go to the park, go to the movies.
Yeah, she wouldn't make me sit down on my bed and do my homework. But I didn't like it. I would just run away because I don't like homework.
But she really wanted to get her away from, like, move her, like, out in the city. She was looking forward, like, to move to the suburbs, and she didn't want Haley to get raised in the Bronx.
To see portraits of other people killed by cars in New York, visit WNYC.org. And if you know someone who has died in a car crash this year, we'd like to hear from you. Call and leave us a personal memory of up to 1 minute at 347-352-5686 or email us at transponation@gmail.com.